Good morning and welcome to our September 29th, 2025 Rules Committee meeting. I am your Chair Supervisor Shimon Walton. I'm joined by Vice Chair Supervisor Stephen Sherrill as well as President Raphael Mandelman. Our clerk today is Victor Young, and we have Jamie Echeverry from SFGov TV who will make sure that our meeting is broadcast and available to the public. Mr. Clerk, do we have any announcements this morning?
Yes, public comment will be taken on each item on this agenda. When your item of interest comes up and public comment is called, please line up to speak on your right. Alternatively, you may submit public comment in writing in either of the following ways. Email them to myself, the Rules Committee Clerk, at bictor.young@sfgov.org. If you submit public comment via email, it will be included as part of the file. You may also send your written comments via U.S. mail to our office in City Hall, 1 Dr. Carlton B. Goodlett Place, Room 244, San Francisco, California, 94102. Please make sure to silence all cell phones and electronic devices. Documents to be included as part of the file should be submitted to the clerk. Items acted upon today are expected to appear on the Board of Supervisors' agenda of October 7th, 2025, unless otherwise stated. That completes the initial announcements.
Thank you so much. Would you please call item number one?
Item number one is ordinance amending the administrative code to add Protecting San Francisco, a nonprofit organization supporting San Francisco deputy sheriffs and their families, to the list of organizations to which city officers and employees may make donations by payroll deduction.
Thank you. And I know this is sponsored by Supervisor Dorsey, but we have Ken Lamda, who is here joining us this morning. So, Ken, the microphone is yours. And Thanks for coming in.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Ken Lamba.
Would you mind pulling the microphone closer?
Sure. Is that better? Oh, okay. My name is Ken Lamba. I'm president of Protecting San Francisco. Also, I'm president of a labor organization, the San Francisco Deputy Sheriff's Association. In 2019, we started a charitable nonprofit called Protecting San Francisco. And our intent was to develop this nonprofit to give back to San Francisco and also to give back to deputies in need. So initially, when the nonprofit was formed and started, we initially started to help and assist deputy sheriffs when they passed away. So we helped with funeral costs and sent out flowers and arrangements and helped with that type of service. On top of that, if any deputy had a medical emergency, we helped with that a little bit too, to help with finances of those situations. We later, developed more onto it, and we wanted to give back more to, the people of San Francisco, and we started to participate, in toy drives. So we started giving toys to the needy, and we started off in, the Tenderloin, and then we also gave to the firefighters toy drives as well several years in a row. And as time went on, COVID hit, and during COVID, our charitable nonprofit Protecting San Francisco, I believe we did a lot during that time period as well. We created safety info videos, if you will, and we got those out there for COVID safety on social media channels and also on video channels as well. And we were able to acquire a lot of personal protection, a lot of masks and face shields. And we gave those out to the Sheriff's Department, and we also assisted Muni, who is in need of face shields as well. So we gave those out to departments, but also, we had it available to public businesses as well, small businesses in San Francisco. If they are in need of that, we had that available. And as time grew on, with our nonprofit, we continue with those traditions that I mentioned, but we've also expanded into buying Christmas meals for deputies that are required to work on Christmas Day. So the deputies that are away from their families and their friends and have to work because of understaffing or just mandated to work, we bring a meal to them when they can't be with their family and friends on Christmas Day. And to this day forward, all the programs we mentioned, we continue with that, minus the COVID safety a little bit because we're out of that COVID era. But we're working on something new as well. We are always looking for different ways to give back, and we're developing a program to help the currently incarcerated and the formerly incarcerated people with a job matching program, if you will. We're teaming up with Five Keys Charter School and Mission Hiring Hall, and we're developing a program and system to connect incarcerated people and formerly incarcerated people to jobs. So hopefully the goal would be, as they are transitioning out of jail, they would have a job to go to directly to have income to get them, you know, back on their feet. Also, we have a new initiative where we are donating to approximately 3 high schools a year right now as well. And we're donating to their, you know, athletic teams. We just recently donated to Reardon, and we have 2 more high schools scheduled we're going to donate to. We're going to try to do 3 a year. But, you know, we're here, you know, discussing the combined charities, you know, catalog, if you will, to be placed in there. And I think that would be extremely helpful for us, because not only, you know, for the employees to see that, our members could see that and, you know, donate regularly through payroll deduction, and also any employee throughout San Francisco could do the same. And this would definitely help us to do more and keep us afloat to continue what we're doing.
Got it. Thank you so much. Can we appreciate the presentation and the work? President Mendelman?
Thank you, Chair Walton. thanks to Supervisor Dorsey and the deputy sheriffs, and I'd like to be added as a co-sponsor to this item.
Thank you so much, President Mendelman. You'd like to be added as well?
Yeah.
Thank you so much. With that, we will go to public comment.
Yes, members of the public who wish to speak on this item should line up to speak at this time. Each speaker will be allowed 2 minutes.
Good morning.
Good morning, Chair Walton, President Mendelman, and Supervisor Sherrill. My name is Tom O'Connor, a retired San Francisco firefighter, as well as the former president of the Firefighters Union, Local 798, and a current member of the San Francisco Firefighters Cancer Prevention Foundation. Last year, the Cancer Prevention Foundation was a benefactor of this very same legislation, allowing us to get that line item right off on the combined charities. And I can tell you that this sort of thing allows the charitable organization to focus on the mission at hand instead of constant fundraising. It allows you to develop towards becoming what we say evergreen in the charitable community, where you have a yearly fundraising that maintains your organization instead of focusing on the actual fundraising task. And this ordinance will allow Protecting San Francisco to continue to donate to good causes. And as I said before, as a president of Local 798, we've received tons of toys from Protecting San Francisco, and they helped us with our annual toy drive. We've also watched them distribute PPE to the Sheriff's Department and muni drivers during COVID when there was limited supply. They've used their money to help former incarcerated people with job placements. And another thing they do is they help with funeral costs, medical emergencies, and delivering Christmas holidays and meals. So I urge you to help pass this ordinance so the Sheriff's Department can continue donating to such important organizations and causes that touch so many lives. Thank you.
Thank you, Tom.
Are there any additional speakers for this matter? There are no additional speakers.
Thank you, seeing no additional speakers. Public comment is now closed. And seeing no colleagues on the roster, I'd like to make a motion to send this item forward to the full board with recommendation.
Yes, on that motion. Vice Chair Sherrill.
Aye.
Sherrill, aye. Member Mendelman.
Aye.
Mendelman, aye. Chair Walton.
Aye.
Walton, aye. That motion passes without objection.
Thank you. Motion carries. Mr. Clerk, please call item number 2.
Item number 2 is a hearing to consider two members, terms ending March 1st, 2027, to the In-Home Supportive Services Public Authority.
Thank you so much, and I believe we have Nicole Bond, who is here. Why don't you come tell us about yourself and tell us why you want to serve? That is a tight space. Thank you.
Good morning. I'm Nicole Bond. It's good to be back. It's good to see you. Thank you for having me today. And thanks for considering my appointment to the IHSS Public Authority Board. I have been a long-time disability advocate for over 30 years, worked for the city for over 8 years as the then director of the Mayor's Office on Disability, and I am also a consumer of assistance as a person with a disability, and really looking forward to an opportunity to share what I know to help form and the board in a way that can take what it knows and then expand into the greater community. So looking forward to that.
Thank you so much, and thank you so much for being here this morning. I know that we also have Sasha Bittner, who is not here this morning, but she is actually vacating this seat so that she can provide this opportunity for Nicole, and will be serving in seat 7 if we move her forward. So I want to thank both of our candidates this morning. It's President Mandelman.
Thank you, Chair Walton. I'm a big fan of both of these folks and happy to support them for appointment.
Thank you so much. With that, Mr. Clerk, let's go to public comment. Thank you, Nicole.
Yes, members of the public who wish to speak on this matter should line up to speak at this time. Each speaker will be allowed 2 minutes. Are there any speakers on this matter? There are no additional speakers.
Thank you, Mr. Clerk. Seeing no speakers, public comment is now closed. Would you please call item number 3?
Did you want to make the...
Oh, I'm sorry. I'd like to make a motion to approve this item and send both names forward to the full board with recommendation.
Yes, the motion is to recommend Sasha Bittner to seat 7 and Nicole Bone to seat 11. On that motion, Vice Chair Cheryl.
Aye.
Cheryl, aye. Member Mandelman. Mandelman, aye. Chair Walton.
Aye.
Walton, aye. That motion passes without objection.
Thank you. Motion carries. Congratulations and thank you. Now, Mr. Clerk, please call item number 3.
Yes, item number 3 is a resolution accepting annual surveillance report under Administrative Code Section 19B.6 for the San Francisco Municipal Transportation Agency.
Thank you so much, Mr. Clerk. And I know that we have been asked to continue this item so that MTA can prepare their presentation. So I would like to make that motion to continue, but let's go to public comment.
Yes. Members of the public who wish to speak on this item should line up to speak at this time. Each speaker will be allowed 2 minutes. There does not appear to be any members of the public in the room at this time.
Thank you so much. Seeing no public comment, public comment is now closed. And Mr. Clerk, on that motion to continue.
Yes, on the motion to continue the matter to October 6, 2025, Vice Chair Cheryl.
Aye.
Cheryl, aye. Member Mandelman. Mandelman, aye. Chair Walton.
Aye.
Walton, aye. That motion passes without objection.
Thank you. Motion carries. Mr. Clerk, do we have any more items?
That completes the agenda for today.
Thank you. We are adjourned.